Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you the power of goals. Why I think it's important at this point is that at every point in time in your life, you cannot do without setting new goals. Yes, when you have achieved one goal, you move on to set another one. The reason is because there is great amount of power that you release into your life. There's a great amount of power to double your performance and attain optimum productivity if you can make it a point of duty to set goals. Again, because of the time of the season we are, which is the beginning of the year, I also think it's crucial that I draw your attention once again to the power of setting goals and very importantly, help you understand what goals truly are. Goals are things that you can do for yourself. Goals are things that when you achieve it, then you have qualified to receive God's blessing. Goals are places you want to get to. Goals are things you want to achieve. Goals are things you have said, okay, in my work, in my business, in my school, in my family, in whatever area of my life, this is where I want to get to. This is where I want to be. Now, I want you to know this. The goals you set are things you can do, not what you cannot do. What I mean by this, as a student, you can set a goal. I'm going to cover 3 chapters of my textbook every week. If I can cover these 3 chapters every week, then by the end of 2 weeks, by the end of 4 weeks, it means I'm done with 12 chapters. And as soon as I'm done with 12 chapters, then I'm done with this course, then I can go over to another course. Do you understand what I'm saying? If that's the goal you can set, you can't set the goal that once a man starts marking your script, he must give you 90. What happens that when you want to get 90, you set goals of what you can do so that once those things are put together, what is automatic is you're getting 90. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can set goals, for instance, and say, okay, I want to have a fantastic family. I want to have a happy family. And you find out, okay, fine. If I make it a point of duty to make time for my wife or my spouse by coming home early and work, avoiding some irrelevant meetings and gatherings, look at your spouse and find out what is it that you do that offends him or her. And say, okay, I'm going to stop doing this. Even when I get angry, I wouldn't correct her in my anger. That's an instance. I will first calm down when everything has doused down, when the tension has doused down. And I call her and say, if my wife or whatever thing you call your wife, you say, I think this thing you did is not okay. This is what I thought. This is what I think you should have done. I mean, you just make up your mind that, no, from henceforth, I'm going to start talking to her better. I'm going to change the way we do things so that when I have done this thing, but when I've given her attention, come back on time from work, then you also find that you now give her the attention she deserves. You try to see what the problem is. You don't correct her in anger. And you find out all those things that you do that cause problem. You set them as goals that thing done, then you have achieved what you want. Please, at this point, I want to tell you something. There's power in appraising your life. If you can go to brogy.com/podcast, scroll down and you find an article titled The Power of Self-Appraisal. We also look at maximizing or profiting from self-appraisal. Please, for you to be able to set a very fantastic goal, for you to be able to set the right goals for this new year, that will help you get to where you couldn't get last year. It's crucial you first appraise yourself. I'd like you to please go back and get it. Listen to the podcast and critically appraise yourself. Appraise your work, appraise your relationship, appraise your finance, appraise every area of your life and find out what you need to do. Find out all that has to be changed. Find out all that needs to be modified in your life, in your work and everything you do. So that when you have modified them, what will be the natural consequence? Is that you now have a better life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then when you have found out those things, now set a goal and say, fine, it is your goal. When you have achieved that goal, then what happens is that you will be able to have a better new year. Then that's one of the things you can do to make sure that better new year in your hands becomes a reality. There's something I learned from Pastor Banky some years ago. He said that you can't set goals of something you cannot do. That's even the basis of this thing I was saying about setting goals of what you can do. This is what he said. He said, you can't set goal of saying, I must make 30 sales of 30 units of computers, for instance, because you can go to market to people and they don't buy from you. So what you can do is this. You can set goal and say, I'm going to market to 200 people every month. And you just believe God that when you market to 200 people, at least 80 will be able to buy. And if 80 people were able to buy from you, you'll be able to even supersede your target. Do you understand that? Therefore, what you can set goals for is what you can do. And I listened to him in another message called, titled, How Christians Get Results or Succeeding by with Ease. Something that, either of those messages, there's something he explained. He said that for anything you want to get in life and you set goals, I'm going to get this, get this. If you're able to do those ones that is your own to do, then just don't worry yourself if the consequences, if the result is not what turns out. The reason is there's a limit to what you can do as a human being. But the point I'm making is that your goal is something you can do. Now, the power of goals is that they pull you to be able to do the work you have to do. They pull you to do something. They pull you to stretch yourself. If I've set a goal that I'm going to start writing 5 articles every week so that I'll be able to have enough articles that will come on Brogy.com, for instance, the point that I've set is target that I have to write that 5 article one day will mean that to no matter what it takes, if it's every Wednesday I said I'm going to prepare the articles and schedule them, I must get them ready. There's something I want to tell you about deadlines. Deadlines are also pulls. They will get you to stretch yourself. They will get you to go inwards and draw all the strength that's available to get any results you want. If you don't have any goal, you don't have a target. If you don't have a target, you don't have any pull. You almost don't have any motivation. Can you imagine a football field where there is no goalpost? Everybody will just be playing around and dancing around. There is nothing motivating anybody. Nobody has any direction. That is what it is like when you live your life without setting any goal. In every area of your life, you need to set a goal. Say, for this year, I'm going to do my best to ensure that I cover this scheme of work. I'm going to do my best to ensure that I attend to this number of customers. I'm going to do my best to be able to ensure that when I have a website project to do, I'm able to design 3 websites in a month, for instance. These are things that propels you. So when you have this amount of work on your hand, it drives you. It makes you not to waste your time. It helps you deal with time killers easily, so you can just push them by the side and move on with what you have to do. It makes you focused. Do you understand what I'm saying? Again, I want to tell you, your setting goal is a proof, is your own way of saying to God, I believe in the prayers I said, and these are things I have to do. When I do them, I count on you to do your own bit by helping me do what I cannot do for myself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please, again, I want to tell you, you have to make a list of every single thing you want to get in every area of your life. Set goal. Of course, there are principles they taught about goal setting. I can't start talking about it here. They say your goal must be smart. Just type goal smart on Google and you understand what it means. But basically, I have to tell you that your goals must be something you can achieve. Don't set goals that are too big for you to achieve. If you have never read one chapter in a day, don't set a goal that you want to start reading 3 chapters. Take it bit by bit. The point I've made today is very simple. Goals are not things you cannot achieve. Goals are not things God can only do for you. Goals are things you can do for yourself while you expect God to do the ones He can do. And the power of goals is that goals are pulls. They propel you, they draw you, they make you focused, and they make your energies directed towards an end. The implication is that when you set goals in life, you're able to achieve more. You're able to have a better life. And when you achieve all the goals you have set, which is leading you to a better life, you find out that you indeed have a better new year.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Brogy Step Up, brought to you by Brogy's Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brogy.com. That is Brogy.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brogy World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.